Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host, Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspire you on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Hello, you are listening to episode number 137. On today's episode, I'm speaking with Carson Sprague all about undiagnosed chronic illness and mysterious health issues. Earlier this year, I went to a meetup. This group meets every month, but I've only been, I think, 3 or 4 times. And at one of our meetings, we were sitting in a circle, all introducing ourselves, taking turns saying who we are, what we're kind of about, what we do. This is a wellness meetup, so it's people in the wellness space, so therapists, chiropractors, everybody under the wellness sphere. And so Carson introduced herself as someone who helps people navigate mysterious health issues. Now, at the time she introduced herself, I was still in the midst of my whole health situation that, you know, if you're following me on any sort of social media, you know about. I was having a lot of strange and varying symptoms. I was going from doctor to specialist. I was having a really hard time. Once everybody introduced themselves, they put us in groups, and I was really hoping to be in Carson's group, but I was not. So after the meeting had ended, I made a beeline for Carson, and I was like, I need to talk to you. We were on our way to our cars, and we were just chatting. We had so much to talk about. I was so interested in her and everything she was all about and her services. So we started chatting, and I actually took her Remedy Roadmap course, which we're going to talk all about in this conversation. I'm really excited for you to hear this conversation because so many people struggle with undiagnosed chronic illnesses or diagnosed chronic illnesses, but they don't know the root cause or mysterious health issues, mysterious symptoms. It's more common than you would think, which I found out from, you know, joining all these different Facebook groups, from, you know, posting my story on TikTok and all these different things, just so many comments of people relating to what Carson and I are going to talk about. So whether you have a diagnosed or an undiagnosed illness or chronic illness, I think that you're going to get a lot of value out of this conversation. Carson and I dive deep and we both share our stories. I know you're gonna gain a lot of value from it. I love talking with Carson because she is just a wealth of knowledge. I really don't understand how she knows all that she knows. She's just, I could talk to her forever. And I love that she's so gracious about sharing her education and her knowledge. I'm really excited for you to hear this conversation. Help me welcome Carson.
All right, everyone. I am here with Carson. Carson, I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Same. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was telling everyone in the intro that we met earlier this year. I think it was before the summer. We're both part of this wellness hub. They meet once a month. And we had both been at this meeting and you introduced yourself as kind of like a coach for people with unexplained illnesses. And I like made a beeline for you. You know, I've shared that I've had unexplained symptoms and I was dealing with an undiagnosed chronic illness. And since then, I've gotten a lot of answers and from you and your course and everything as well. Yeah. So I was just letting people know that that's how we met. And so we're both here in Colorado. And I would love if to get us started, you could introduce yourself, who you are, your journey with your own health, and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah. So my name's Carson, like you said, and I launched Remedy Roadmap earlier this summer, and I've been working on it all year. And the goal is really to guide people through their mysterious health symptoms when they just can't find answers and can't find healing. And kind of two buckets of people fall within that. So it's common when you have an unexplained illness, you see doctor after doctor, you see like 20 specialists, you're 2 to 10 years into this journey. And like maybe your lab work keeps coming back normal. Everything's coming back normal. You've been told you're normal time and time again. And you're like, I'm definitely not normal. So those are the people I help when they're like, they're just kind of lost in the system, can't find answers. And then there's kind of another bucket of people who maybe they have answers and they're seeing a doctor. Maybe they're a few years into this and maybe they see like a pretty good doctor, one who listens to them. They're not being medically gaslit anymore, but they're still just like not feeling good in their body and not where they want to be. And they kind of feel like something is still off, or maybe there's more answers to be had. Those are kind of the two buckets where I kind of swoop in and help out. And the reason why I started this is really because of my personal health journey, which you asked in that question. So I'd be happy to just dive right into that.
Yeah, that would be great. Can you share what kind of symptoms you were having when this started for you and kind of your journey and your path with your own physical health, and give people an idea of like what you went through and how you got through it?
Yeah. So it could have been more now, but I keep saying 8 years, could be closer to 10. But about 8 years ago, I started experiencing just bizarre symptoms. I saw doctor after doctor and specialist. I mean, went to cardiologist and neurologist, and then wasn't really finding answers. So eventually made the switch to like naturopaths and functional medicine doctors. And I feel like I just kept being failed across the entire continuum from more conventional allopathic to the more alternative worlds. And I just continued to get sicker. So I spent, years navigating mysterious health issues. And it was, of course, very alienating, scary, overwhelming, and stressful. And I had dozens of bizarre symptoms. And now that I'm on the other side of it, thank goodness, I realized that what I went through is what so many people are going through. You know, we're really forced on this like manic path when we're in this situation, and it's often just clear as mud. And often when we do get answers, we finally get answers 4-10 years later, it's still clear as mud. And getting an answer is really so wonderful. It's such a big moment and piece of our health journey. But there's often still no roadmap to health that we are given, even when we have an answer. We still end up flailing and continue on like our distressed path, grasping to like feel good in our body, which can lead to, a lot of extreme anxiety and depression. And it really wasn't until I understood certain concepts and principles, one, from navigating this for 8+ years, to then becoming a nutritional therapy practitioner and a health coach and really diving deep into lectures and webinars and summits and conferences, that I started to get better and understand what steps I needed to take in my life personally to get healthy. Because I've realized, and I think it takes people sometimes a long time to realize this, that it's really not just as simple as, oh, go see a functional doctor, they'll do it all. Go see a naturopath, they'll do it all. Because they're human and nobody's perfect. And they're not like just a panacea. But I do know, I do believe that the best of the best doctors out there, they are functional medicine doctors. They are naturopathic. They do like have understandings of these alternative practices like Chinese medicine. But that doesn't just mean that anyone with those titles is going to be the best of the best. So it's hard to like navigate that and know who you should see and who you should trust and who really gets what you're going through and understands like these root causes, these deeper principles of health. So it's just really hard to navigate, and it's very difficult to afford the incredible doctor. So to kind of wrap this all up, it really just came down to taking health into my own hands and understanding certain principles to get to where I am now. And unfortunately, I did spend thousands and thousands of dollars that to get me a little better, but not nearly where I needed to be, which is where I am now, which is mostly symptom-free, where I have the energy and kind of that life force to do everything I want to do in life. And I didn't mention my symptoms, but I can go through those now because there were a lot. And sometimes I kind of forget some of them because there were so many, but let's give it a go. So brain fog was huge for a long time, debilitating. And then it was kind of like numbness in my extremities always falling asleep for no reason, a tingling throughout my body, really bizarre eye issues and eye floaters and massive lingering auras, weekly, sometimes daily migraines, tinnitus, like deafening tinnitus, heart palpitations, extreme like welts and hives that would cover my body. Turned out it was like mast cell activation syndrome. And really, yeah, the welts were a big thing for a long time. And then joint pain, like hurt to like walk, like couldn't walk. My ankles hurt so bad. And swelling and really extreme fatigue and extreme muscle fatigue. Like it felt like I ran like 100 miles, but I didn't. And I'm definitely missing ones, but I think those were the biggies. So yeah, that's kind of my story in a not so nutshell, but that I feel like that wraps it up.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing all of that. There's so much here I want to get into. And just how you said that what you went through, you realize that so many other people went through. I mean, when you share your story, and I've told you this, it sounds exactly like my story. I was having all of these strange symptoms, most of what you mentioned, besides that I don't have the hives and the welts, but everything else that you've mentioned, I've struggled with those symptoms. And thankfully now I'm mostly symptom-free as well, but those are all things that I've dealt with. And just, you know, going from doctor to doctor to doctor and the medical gaslighting and spending all the money. I mean, I just got a bill in the mail yesterday for like $400 that I thought I had paid already. And they were like, no, you only paid half of it. And, you know, just things like that. So your story really resonates. And just being on social media and sharing my story, and, you know, I follow you on TikTok and just the comments, so many people are struggling with this. And I had shared on my social media what I was going through and that I was having all these weird symptoms and seeing all these different doctors and not really getting answers. And I was just getting hundreds, if not thousands, of comments of people experiencing the same thing. So your services are so, so needed because I think, like you said, people, there's no really roadmap. People don't know where to go. People don't know where to turn. And yeah, it's super frustrating. It does impact your mental health. Like you said, you were dealing with anxiety and depression. I was as well. I actually went on anxiety meds because I was just struggling so much. I was like crying every day because you feel your body turning against you. You know, you feel something wrong in your body and people are telling you, no, it's fine. You're good. You're young. You're healthy. Then why am I in pain every day? Why am I having all these weird symptoms? Why is my chest hurting? Why am I going to urgent care thinking I'm having a heart attack, right?
I would love if you could, just for our listeners, if you could define medical gaslighting for us, because it's such a huge, huge thing. And I don't think a lot of people actually know what it means or what it is.
Yeah. Well, first, congrats on being symptom-free. I'm very excited for you. We actually haven't caught up on your health and how you're feeling. So like, I could just jump up and down knowing that you feel better. That's amazing.
Thank you. I still have symptoms, probably like a few symptoms every week. I'm definitely in a much better position than I was. So I've been really, really happy. But then I get a symptom and I'm like, oh no, why? What did I do wrong? What did I not eat? Or what did I not, what vitamin did I not take or whatever? But you know, I think just having these chronic illnesses that you are just going to get symptoms sometimes. So I just have to kind of accept that. You know, I can't do it right all the time. But yeah, it's been just so much better. I've really been just so grateful and so relieved and so happy because I'm just so much more functional now and my mental health is so much better. And, but yeah, when I get a symptom, like I was having symptoms yesterday, I was so upset. And I just tried to remind myself, like, it's okay. This is a journey, like lifelong journey that I have to deal with, and just kind of accept that and kind of focus my attention on other areas in my life and not kind of hyper focus on the symptoms, because I find that that makes it worse too. I start getting like really anxious, which, and stressed, and that makes the symptoms worse. So it kind of, it's like this weird little cycle that I try to break out of.
No, it's weird when you're feeling better and then you start to get a symptom that you lived with for a long time. It's so hard not to go into that place of fear. But like you said, I feel like you're approaching it really well. And just understanding like healing isn't linear. It doesn't mean you're regressing or that you did something wrong. It just happens, like you've said. So I feel like your approach is great.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So medical gaslighting. Medical gaslighting is when your symptoms, when you're talking to your doctor, are being like wrongly denied or they're being dismissive. It can be really traumatic, like going through your own health issues is traumatic. And then a lot of people step into the medical field with these unexplained illnesses, and they are like even more traumatized from their experience in the medical space talking to doctors. And it's really, really disheartening. And I think it's one of the main pieces that leads to like mental distress, because your doctors are those who we're supposed to turn to in moments like this. And when you feel dismissed, or you're led to feel crazy, it's a really bad place to be. And it makes everything worse. Even if you had a doctor who was like, I'm not sure what's wrong with you, but I hear you. I understand you don't feel good. Let's work through it. My gosh, that would do wonders. But instead, people are feeling dismissed, or they're just flat out being like denied, or we don't know. I have one acquaintance who flew to Arizona for a top medical institution. And she had like 3 days of appointments. After like two appointments, she had a doctor, again, top medical institution, say like, we think you're crazy. And we're canceling all of your appointments for the next 3 days because we don't know what's going on. We think this is in your head. We can't help you. She already scheduled flights. She scheduled hotel rooms. She like planned her life around this. That's medical gaslighting to the extreme and at its finest. But it doesn't have to be so glaring. It can just be simple, dismissive behaviors. Like, oh, it's all in your head. It'll go away on its own. I had a neurologist tell me when I was having extreme like tingling and numbness in my body, he told me, he's like, it'll just go away on its own. I was like, what the hell does that mean? It's going to go away on its own. It didn't go away on its own. So it could just be something simple like that, being dismissive all the way to the extreme of canceling an appointment and being told you're crazy.
Wow. Yeah. That's horrific. Thank you for explaining that. Cause I think that medical gaslighting is so common and it is traumatic. I'm so glad that you said that and that you brought that up, because I sent you this video on TikTok and so many people resonated with it. You wait months and months for an appointment and you're so hopeful because you want these answers. And the doctor's like, oh, make sure you drink water. It'll go away on its own. It's just anxiety. Like, I got told so many times that it was anxiety. And I even said to one doctor, I said, I have a generalized anxiety disorder. I'm a mental health clinician. I know what anxiety is. And I know that this is not anxiety. I know what my anxiety looks like. And this is not it. Like, I was so angry. I'm like, don't tell me it's anxiety. I know what my anxiety looks like. I was so frustrated. And so many people in my comments have been saying that their doctors just say they blame everything on anxiety. Everything under the moon is anxiety. It's so frustrating. And like you said, if a doctor would just say like, you know, I don't know what's going on with you. I think maybe it's like a pride thing or they feel like they need to know everything. But there's one doctor I'm working with now. He's absolutely incredible. And he said, you know, this could be dysautonomia. I'm not sure. It sounds like it, but you know, let's approach it as if it is and see if your symptoms improve. But he said, you know, he explained there's no guaranteed test. There's no blood test or whatever that he could give. And it would say positive for, you know, mast cell, you know, activation syndrome or POTS or whatever. So he was like, let's really go by your symptoms. But he really sat down with me and spoke with me. And he said, you know, I honestly don't know like what's going on, but you're obviously having all these symptoms. And it was just such a relief just to feel validated and him understanding and him saying, you know, let me prescribe you these different medications for your pain, just in case you need them, fill them if you want, don't fill them if you don't want, have them on hand, make sure you have this pain medication with you just in case. And I'm going to give you refills. Like he worked with me so much. He pulled up an article all about dysautonomia and POTS and like the guidelines for treatment. And he said, this is what I follow. These are the guidelines. He printed out the whole like 50-page article for me to take home. And he went through and highlighted things for me, like really incredible. But other doctors I never went back to because they were like, it's anxiety. I asked for a specific test that people in Facebook groups had recommended. And I had a doctor literally tell me, no, I never went back to her again. So, you know, these are the people you go to for help and support. And then they're invalidating you. They're telling you that you're crazy, that it's in your head. And it's just, like you said, it's so traumatic and it can make it so, so much worse. It causes stress. It causes depression and anxiety, which in turn increases your symptoms. It's just such a vicious cycle. So they really, some of these doctors are doing a lot more harm than good.
Yeah, it's so vicious. It really feeds itself and makes everything worse. Like it's wonderful to hear how there's so many wonderful doctors out there. There's so many amazing ones. It's just sometimes it's common to get stuck with ones who tend to make things worse because they're not validating us. They're not listening. And the simple act of listening to us and not making us feel crazy, it can have such deep, significant impacts on us and our mental health. Because I think that is a big piece that feeds into the mental health piece of this, is just you're not listened to and you're led to feel like a crazy person. So it's really wonderful to hear you have a doctor who's making big strides in your health. It brings me so much joy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been such a relief. And, you know, he's like 45 minutes to an hour away. Like you said, people are traveling to these doctors. And I know that you have a service too, that you help people get connected with really good doctors. And I joined all of these different Facebook groups, like Undiagnosed Chronic Illness Facebook group, you know, POTS Facebook group, Mast Cell Activation. I joined all these different Facebook groups. And in there, people are always, because it's such a common thing, people are always asking, like, you know, what's a good doctor in this area. And I joined, you know, state specific ones. So I joined a Colorado POTS group and people had recommended doctors. So I did, you know, go to a doctor that was recommended on there. And there's a monthly meetup for dysautonomia. So, you know, a doctor was recommended in that group that I went to. So really, really helpful getting, you know, the word of mouth and people who have the experience. But yeah, what you brought up, I would love to shift gears a little bit. If you could share, because just mental health is such a huge piece of this and they impact each other. So if you can share how an undiagnosed chronic illness or mysterious symptoms or chronic pain can impact a person's mental health.
I might start with like my example of how it came out for me. So I don't think I realized it was impacting my mental health as intensely as it was until I had an anxiety attack out to dinner with friends in Jackson Hole. And I was like, whoa, okay, something's up. Cause I was completely dysregulated, but I was young. I didn't really have like the understanding or the vocabulary to like really know what was happening, but I was so anxious looking back. I was like, oh my gosh, girl, like you were a mess. I was so anxious. I was living between fight, flight, and freezing. And what I personally mainly remember is that I became like kind of paranoid. And I don't know if that's the right word, but I started like seeing things that weren't there and hearing things that weren't there. I mean, the stress and anxiety that I was not dealing with was really taking over. And I started to feel like just totally crazy and outside of myself. And one time I was driving, like, this is when I was just really could not figure out what was going on. I became like completely detached from my body while driving. And I just kind of like floated above myself and I had no control of the steering wheel. That was after the anxiety attack. I was like, okay, whoa, something serious is going on. These weren't my original symptoms. Like my anxiety is really doing some bizarre stuff in my body. And it's just adding to the load that I already have going on. It gets deep in there. It really crawls its way in there and really impacts your mental health. And I was young and didn't fully realize it. How mental health and stress can impact health.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that, because it really is so scary. And I think that a lot of times when you have so much going on and you're already dealing with the physical symptoms and doctors and trying to work full time, and if you have kids and all this stuff, it's like, I don't have time for mental health issues too. Like, yeah. I don't have time for these anxiety attacks. And, you know, then having to see, you know, a psychiatrist or a therapist, and just, it's just a lot. I would love for you to dive into that, because, you know, I think not dealing with the mental health stuff, they really intertwine and they affect each other. So having the anxiety and the stress and the depression really makes the physical symptoms worse, and vice versa.
Yeah, it's so true. I'll talk about some of those, which is a piece that I emphasize in my coaching and my courses, because it really is such a big piece of this puzzle. Stress makes everything worse. And that's, of course, like very, very frustrating when you are living with health issues, because you cannot heal if you live in a state of stress, if your nervous system is dysregulated. But everything that you're going through is so stressful, and your body is just in this deep state of stress and inflammation to fight off what's going on. It's just this like gnarly cycle. And stress, of course, this is why we hear it all the time from doctors, because stress does impact the health of healthy people quite easily. But it really does some damage on those who are already struggling with health. And it's really so damaging, because our body, it hasn't been designed, or we did not evolve to differentiate stress in the way we need it to be in the modern world. This is such a common, popular example, but it really drives the point home that our body doesn't know the difference between fighting a lion or common, like modern day stresses, like reading a stressful email from your boss. And these mechanisms that were built, that we evolved on to handle stress, they're so important. Thank goodness we have them, but they're being fired like all the time. And they're really not supposed to be. And when they are, crazy things can happen internally. And this is the crux of being chronically ill and also having the added stress of the sickness and day-to-day life. Because when you are stressed, it kind of shuts down your body, and you really, really don't want your body to be shut down when you are going through health issues, because it can create immune system-wide shutdowns. You have a harder time producing any natural killer cells. It can stop your digestion, which means that you can't absorb like critical nutrients that your cells need to fight off trouble internally. It lowers your blood pressure. It can shut down other areas of your body and gobbles up minerals from that area of the body so that your nervous system can have all the energy needed to fight off stress. Your nervous system like completely takes priority in those moments. So it just kind of like shuts everything else down. Stress prohibits you from properly detoxing. It impacts your like your brain health, your mood, your memory, your cognitive function, and your energy. And these are all very helpful and of course necessary for just everyday life, but crucial when you're healing. Because if your body is experiencing these issues, it can't really heal itself. Of course, we need our good nutrients. We need them to do their good jobs. We need to be able to detox, and we really need our immune system. And healing is just so much harder when our nervous system is dysregulated, when that piece is in the picture. But it's kind of a crapshoot, because it's really hard to get in that like place of peace when you're dealing with these issues and your internal mechanisms are stressed out. It's just this like gnarly cycle. So it's really important for people to have those monthly groups, who have people who understand them, to have people, doctors who understand them, to go to therapy, to work on that nervous system piece so that they can kind of calm everything down and not have those like natural healing pathways blocked, because we really need those natural healing pathways, and they're much harder to access when we're stressed or living in a dysregulated state. So it's a really big deal. So that's kind of how stress and mental health impact kind of like the more physical pieces of our health.
Wow. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, all of that, there's so much, it impacts it so, so much. So that's vital. You mentioned that there's kind of these underlying principles of health and healing. Is kind of your mental health and getting support for that one of them? Or can you go into what are the underlying principles?
Yeah. Nervous system regulation, I think, is huge. And I don't think it gets enough attention. We always want to go straight to the physical, but a lot of times people just focus on the physical for years and they're not focusing on that mental piece, that nervous system piece. And they're like, I'm just not getting better. And it's like, okay, well, you have to look at your nervous system. How is your mental health doing? Because if that piece of you isn't calmed and healing, your physical is never going to line up. From a very physiological, scientific perspective, it can't work because your stress and your nervous system is shutting all of those areas down. So those have to be addressed. So a lot of people who are in this journey for years, that is often a place where my immediate go-to would be like, okay, let's check out this area. How are you doing here? So it's a really big piece for sure. That's definitely one of the pillars. The other pillars I would say are, of course, your digestion and your gut health. Those have to be in order, especially digestion, because if your digestion is off, you're not absorbing your nutrients and you need your nutrients. They're powerhouses for your body. They're what's going to get you better in a lot of ways. So you need to be able to have a good digestive system and good gut health and absorb your nutrients. And then the nervous system piece. And sometimes part of the nervous system piece is like your blood sugar regulation, which can feed into your adrenals being overworked and more nervous system dysregulation. So those are like the ones that I would start with first. And then the other foundations are understanding like root causes. If you have an autoimmune disease or you have certain conditions, you know, you need to figure out why, because otherwise those conditions may be here to stay. A diagnosis is different than like your root causes. So I have a course on understanding root causes because those need to heal before you can heal. And then like certain lifestyle, like you have to sleep. There's no way that you're going to heal if you're not sleeping. Sleepy is your body's like master repair system. Every immune cell's activity is like significantly higher when you sleep. It is so, so critical. Those foundations need to be in place for sure.
Oh, great. Yeah, that is so, so good for people to know. And I know it's so overwhelming and there's so much, and between the symptoms and the doctors and the mental health and, you know, just our regular lifestyle and responsibilities and obligations, it can feel so overwhelming. So I know you mentioned like a few good areas that somebody can start, and I know your course is like a really great place for people to start. Can you kind of break down for somebody that is just completely overwhelmed? They don't know the next step. They're being medically gaslit, like where somebody can just their next step, like their small, small little action somebody can take next if they just don't know where to turn. They're just completely lost.
Yes, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, that is like what my whole first course tries to address, because it can be a bigger question. It's kind of a robust question. It depends a lot on that person. If that person had infinite budget, I would say, let's get you out of the insurance model, because the insurance model really constricts time between doctor and patient. They don't pay doctors beyond a certain time, which is why you feel rushed in your doctor's office, because that's insurance dictating what they're going to pay the practitioner. And that can be a really harmful model when you need to be spending 30 to an hour to 2 hours with your practitioner. So if it's an option to not be within the insurance model, we're going to go there. But also insurance dictates what tests can be run. Like you mentioned, I had doctors tell me they just weren't going to run a test. That can either be from insurance, the overlords of insurance, or it can be just like general bureaucracy that doesn't make sense within their current system that they work So if we can get out of the insurance model, that's ideal, but that is not ideal for everyone. And I understand that. So a simple next step would be, it can be simple, but it really comes down to understanding these concepts and principles so that you can be an advocate for yourself with these doctors. And knowing how to be an advocate for yourself, like you said, Des, was like, I know what anxiety looks like. I am a practitioner in that world. This isn't anxiety. But somebody who didn't have that understanding may have been like, is it anxiety? Is that what's happening? Because they may have not had the tools and the understanding to know certain concepts and principles. So that was a concept and a principle that you deeply understood, and it maybe got you further along the path. So there's just certain things that we need to understand and know so that we can really be an advocate for ourselves. And that comes from like educating ourselves and arming ourselves with certain knowledge. It could be as simple as spending a lot of money and finding the best of the best doctor out there, but that's not always possible for everyone. And in fact, it's less possible for the majority of us. Arming yourself with knowledge and education so that you can be your own best advocate when you move through this is so critical.
Yes, no, that's such a great answer, because it really is so complicated. And that's kind of what I did when I had nowhere to turn. I was having all these weird symptoms. I went into a Facebook group. I was like, let me just join an undiagnosed chronic illness Facebook group. I literally just put it in the search and I was like, there has to be something out there. And one came up. You know, I joined the group, they accepted me right away. And I wrote a novel. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on. These are all my symptoms. And somebody commented, this is dysautonomia. I had never heard that word before. And I was like, I don't know what that means. But let me Google it. And as soon as I Googled it, it was just this light bulb went off. It just really resonated. I was experiencing all the different things that it was talking about. And I went into this major, me and my boyfriend went into this major deep dive. I mean, he's an engineer, so he was making spreadsheets with all of my symptoms. Uh-huh. And we wrote down every different illness that it could possibly be and the tests that align with that illness and the different vitamins and nutrients I should be taking and the different things to cope with the different symptoms. And I mean, we went into this like major, like, I mean, this took days, months, I mean, hours and hours and hours. We were reading everything. I was in all these different groups and watching all these different webinars, and it was crazy. But really, just how you said, educating myself on it and getting that understanding. I went on TikTok, I watched every single video that was there about dysautonomia and POTS and like all these different things. So really just that education piece is so, so vital. And I really think that your course, so your Mapping It Out course, is such a great first step for people. It really outlines everything. It talks about, you know, the medical gaslighting. It talks about how to advocate for yourself. It talks about the different tests and, you know, blood tests and all these different things. So I would love if you could talk about the courses you offer. And I know, so you have the one-on-one coaching, you have the Mapping It Out course. So I would love if you could talk about the different things that you offer, because I think it's such a great place for people to start.
Thanks. So yes. Okay. One-on-one coaching. I help people when they're like, I don't know where to go. I'm lost. I kind of need somebody to walk me through this a little bit I can hold people's hand through this whole process. And because I am a health coach, a nutritional therapy practitioner, I dive in deep to people's symptoms and what's going on. You know, I am that voice that's listening to them that maybe they haven't experienced. So you'll fill in like probably 45 minutes to an hour's worth of paperwork, and then we'll dive in deep. So our first conversation, I'm going in deep to all of your symptoms, what I think they could be. I've spent a lot of time researching unexplained illness, mysterious illness, and what specific symptoms match to what specific disorder. So I'm a really good launching pad for like, okay, here is what a next step could be. Here's what I'm seeing and hearing from you. And here's what I think it could be. I try to fill in the holes that doctors tend to miss. So I'm a really good source when people are like, I just need answers. I can really help them get answers. And part of that is really understanding lab work and what lab work they have done and what they haven't done. And kind of talking about the differences between what's covered by insurance and what might not be, and what their doctor may have missed with lab work, because lab work's a whole world, and a lot of people don't even understand what's out there, what's possible for them. So it's immediately first line of action is like, we're going to get you answers. We're going to get you the right test. We're going to find you the right doctor. I'm going to be doing things on the back end of what I think your issues are, because I do have a fairly strong understanding of that. I can't diagnose, not a doctor, but I can give some pretty strong recommendations because that's where my training has been. So with that, there's also the principles of healing that we work through in the one-on-one coaching that follow my courses. So the courses really dive into how I work in one-on-one coaching, but also the continuum of finding answers and healing. So I'll dive in there. So the first course, even if you work on one-on-one coaching, I think it's helpful to join because it's really a launch pad into finding answers and getting like the head on right of knowing where to go and knowing where to look, how to find. I mean, I have a 50-page ebook breaking down different doctors. You know, I've joined those undiagnosed groups too, and they're really wonderful. But a lot of people are like, okay, who do I see next? Do I see an osteopathic? Do I see internal medicine? Do I see, like, they're just asking, like, which kind of doctor do I see? So I did my best to break down who those are. And then I have a big ebook on breaking down lab work and next steps that you could take and understanding why your results may be coming back normal, what the heck that even means, why that's happening to you. And a lot of that just comes from understanding the principles of lab work. And then, like you said, yeah, like what to do if you're being medically gaslit, what to do if you're deemed overweight by the medical community and they're blaming all of the issues on that. That's such a frustrating place to be if you're a person of color. And then also like what your symptoms mean. It's like, it's hard to like dive in. I try and cover so much that it often takes people into like 5 years, maybe even 10 years into this journey to understand. I try to give it all up to you up front so you can understand it all in the 6-7 hour course. Hopefully it's in the first year of your journey. So you don't have to take 2, 5, 8, 10 years to understand these things. You understand them in year one, to really be a launching pad into finding answers, into finding healing. That's the goal of the first course, is really to help you understand basic concepts and principles to find answers.
Can you tell everyone where to find you, your website, your social media, all of that?
Yeah. So the website is remedyroadmap.com. And then my TikTok and my Instagram is just at remedy.roadmap.
Perfect. I will put those in the show notes. And Carson, this has been so amazing. Would you close us out with giving our listeners some words of wisdom, people that are struggling with chronic illnesses, undiagnosed chronic illness, mysterious symptoms?
Yeah, I think just don't give up. Don't lose hope. You will get answers. This place that you're in right now, this really scary, overwhelming place, it is temporary. It is not going to be your life. You are not going to live like this for years and years and years. It's just a blip of your story, and you're going to have to face it head on, and it may not be easy, but I just don't want you to get sucked into the fear of thinking that this is your forever. It's not. You can heal. And you will. I know it. I've seen it time and time again. People have the craziest issues can find healing. It's so possible. So I know that you can do it too.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on today and not only sharing your story, but all of your expertise. There was so much value in this. I don't even want our call to end. I feel like I could talk to you for like 5 more hours. And I had just, you know, I was just like viciously writing notes and like writing all these points and everything. And just there's so much in this. And I really appreciate how you break everything down, really, because it can be so overwhelming. You break things down into these actionable steps that people could take, and you really provide so much education. So thank you so much for coming on and talking about all of this. I know it's a really big topic.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I mean, yeah, I had some mouthfuls in there, and I think it is so easy to talk so much about this. So I appreciate you. Yeah, I've loved getting to know you and hearing your story. It's amazing. You're awesome. And I enjoyed this conversation too. And Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. I really hope that you got a lot of value out of my conversation with Carson. Like I said, she is a wealth of knowledge, and I love that she is so willing to share all of her knowledge and all of this information and her story, because I think it's one that a lot of people can relate to. As I said, I really resonate with her story. It sounds so similar to my story. If you are going through anything like Carson and I went through, or you're just kind of stuck, you don't know where to turn, I highly recommend you check her out and check out her course. I loved it. It was so robust. It had so much good information in it. And she has ebooks, she has interviews. It's a really, really great course. Every episode of The Wellness Project does have its own episode page full of all of these different links and where you can find Carson. You can find this episode's details and where to find Carson on accordingtodez.com/137. And when you're there, make sure you sign up for my email list so that you don't miss a thing. I'll be sending you important updates, blogs, and the latest podcast episodes. And when you sign up, you'll get a free ebook that dives into 5 stress reduction techniques to help you feel more relaxed. I, for one, cannot believe that we are already at the end of 2023. I feel like this year just flew by. I do not know where the time went. And what that means is that it is the end of our season. So tune in 2 weeks on the 21st. For our season finale, and that is going to be a solo episode with just me. Thanks so much for being here. I will see you in 2 weeks with our season finale of The Wellness Project with Des. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss a thing. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. If you liked this episode, please share it on social media at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support for my podcast by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to continue bringing on great guests. You can do that at buymeacoffee.com/The Wellness Project with Des. I would love to extend an invitation to you to become a part of my Facebook community where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights in the discussion, and it's a great place to connect with me because I'm in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. Shop for mental health and wellness products on my Etsy shop. The Wellness Project by Des collection of products radiate positivity and spread good vibes wherever you go. From stylish and comfy apparel to inspirational notebooks and bags, this collection of positive products is designed to uplift your spirits and brighten your day. At Wellness Project by Des, I believe that positivity is contagious, and that surrounding yourself with optimistic messages can truly transform your life. This collection is a celebration of hope, joy, and encouragement, providing you with the tools you need to embrace a brighter outlook and make the world a better place each day. Embrace the power of positivity today and let my products be your constant source of inspiration. You can find them at Etsy.com/shop/wellnessprojectbydes. And make sure you favorite my shop because I'm always adding new products. I also take custom orders, so feel free to message me your ideas.